This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Back in 2003, for the bicentennial of the Louisiana Purchase, the state of Louisiana had $5.5 million to play with for ceremonies and festivities marking the moment. This year, it's marked Louisiana's bicentennial as a state. Officials have exactly zero public dollars with which to work, thanks to a recession and a state budget crisis that just isn't going to quit, which meant if they wanted to do the bicentennial upright, Louisiana had to get a little creative. From Baton Rouge, Keith O'Brien has the story.
The gift shop inside the old state capitol building in Baton Rouge sells bicentennial T-shirts, CDs, and tote bags. But Julie Vizano's phone has been ringing with questions about one specific souvenir.
The guns. I'm really amazed by that.
Vizano is the director of the Louisiana Bicentennial Commission, and she had a problem. The commission needed money to pay for bicentennial parades, ceremonies, and even Louisiana history classes for schools. That's when someone suggested they sell commemorative guns. So state officials decided to offer a special edition Ruger rifle and Browning shotgun. Gun sales alone won't cover the commission's $1.2 million budget, but the guns could generate $40,000 in profits.
People love to hunt. We have duck, we have deer, we have everything in between, fishing. So it's a natural fit for Louisiana guns to go together, I suppose.
Think about it for a second. Louisiana is the sportsman's paradise.
Randy Haney is the chief fundraiser for the Bicentennial Commission and the proud owner of one of the bicentennial shotguns. It sells for $1,812, a nod to the year, 1812, that Louisiana became a state. And for Haney, the shotgun will be a showpiece.
I'll keep it in my gun case and probably not shoot it because it's a commemorative and it holds its value longer.
But the Ruger? That's a working gun, Haney says. A rifle popular for hunting squirrels and alligators, which a lot of people enjoy.
Bowie Outfitters, this is Jordan. Can I help you?
At Bowie Outfitters in Baton Rouge, General Manager David Rennerson can't keep the commemorative guns in stock.
We ran out, and our mistake, we didn't order more. But I'll put this gun on the counter, and it'll sell probably today. It's a really nice gun.
The $1,812 shotgun is easy to assemble, Rennerson says. But if you could only own one gun, it would be the less expensive Ruger.
Let's load her up. Load her up and see if it works. I got a feeling it'll fire pretty good.
It's a versatile rifle, Rennerson says, a fact that he demonstrates in a secure test range at Bowie Outfitters.
Ready?
The Ruger sells for $289, 10% of which goes to the Bicentennial Commission. That's great for parades. Maybe not so good for the squirrels. In Baton Rouge, I'm Keith O'Brien for Marketplace.